Topic we're discussing a little bit of Niskei Shcheinim. The Shaila really is in terms of what a person is allowed to do in his house. A lot of times the Shaila's people might want to come into their house, so they're allowed to do it. They want to make a gan, a store, and people complain about noise. They want to make a Shabbat brachas, and the question is, what's the gather when you're allowed to be meich, when you're not allowed to be meich? So the Mishnah says, on Bavasa Daf Kaf and Mavez, Chanusha b'chatzah, somebody has a chanus in a store, you can be moicha, and you can say, Eino chalisha mikola nefasa kol yoitzin. That's somebody, somebody's making a store in his house. So he can complain that, I don't want you to have a store, why? Because people coming and going, it's making a lot of noise, and I push it, I can't sleep. But, what you can stop, if a person doesn't want to sell a store, a person wants to make kelim in his house, wants to manufacture a kelim, you know, there's a lot of noise in his house over there, and he's not going to sell it in his house, he's going to sell it somewhere else over there, you can't stop him. So I guess the Mishnah makes a chilek between if you're in your house and having a store and people coming and going, there you can stop the guy. I'm saying if you're manufacturing something in your house and you're making a lot of noise, that you can't stop him from doing it. So the shaila is, let's first start with the, we have to understand where the chilek generation is safer, which is really the nafkamina to all the different cases of the halacha lemaisa. And also, let's just start. This always says that you could complain that you can't sleep. So, the Shul and Chus Chassam Sefer says that olden days, are you learning Chassam Matim? It's mavura that stores, they work the day and night or just during the day?
Just
off. Oh. It's mavura that Sugna you'll see that they work day and night and the stores also. So, the Shul Chassam Sefer says that maybe the only time you can complain about noise is olden days, they work day and night. I'm thinking nowadays, we're only working during the day. It's like the some say from Kenzain that there's no more tefillah of sleep. There's no more tefillah of sleep. So being that there's no more tefillah of sleep, so therefore there's no problem making stories anymore. So some say said that if that which the Gemara, the Mishnah says, that the Taina is sleeping, he says, Lav Dafka, who would din if there can be more traffic, people coming and going, and the Shtar Zion is dirty, that also would be enough of a tefillah. And even if the store is just open during the day, then lemaisa, it's still going to be a shul. So Gemara, it's mavur basically in the Mishnah. If you want to open a store, it's halacha. Can you stop a guy?
In your house.
You want to open a store in your house? Yeah. You want to sell a jewelry store? So Mishnah is saying a jewelry store you can stop because number one there's noise. Number two, there's a lot of traffic and people are coming through into the chutz. You can stop it. Mishnah saying if a person in his house wants to make kelim and sell it elsewhere, over there you have no right to stop that person, and you do not have right to stop them.
Only if it's on kavua.
What do you say?
Kavua. Could they stop if you were making
those
for one night
at a
party?
So we'll get to in a second. We're talking about store. We'll get to in a couple minutes in terms of what's going to be the halacha of that. So let's go to another case. Let's say you have a store, and the entrance is not through the apartments. The entrance is from the street. In other words, you're like a ground floor, and yeah, you have a store, and a lot of people coming in. They're not going through the chotzer, but there's a lot of noise, and it's bothering you. So the question is, in that situation, are you allowed to be meicher or not? So basically what we said so far, what should come out?
That's
mutter. That's
mutter,
why? Sam's making kelim. Just like we said, a store, I can stop you because people are coming. Noise. But saying kelim, you gotta make it. Kipshuta, it should come out that Mishri Mutter because I can't. So, like this. The Shitas Rambam, with the way it learns the Mishnah is, the Beth is very problematic. What's the difference between the Ration and the Sefer? A store, I can stop you. Why? Because people are making noise. My shaking kelim, I can't stop you. Kelim also make a lot of noise. So, what should be the difference? So, the Rambam learns that the whole Mishnah is talking about where you have a chazaka already. I already have a chazaka. So, if I have a chazaka making kelim, that's something that doesn't change. I can't take away the chazaka. Mashenkein, people coming and going, that's something always changing. Sometimes it's just got a chazaka, people coming in. Maybe there'll be more people coming, there'll be more noise. It's not something which is a steady thing. Being that something is not something which is a steady thing. So therefore, I have a right to be meicha. But Mashenkein, and Echanami, if you wouldn't have a chazaka, then the Rambam holds that you always would be able to go ahead and be meicha. That's just the Rambam. The Rivash is chaylik, the Rivash is no. That in Echanami, that the difference is, if I'm in my house, I can do whatever I want. You can't stop me. Which is going to get back to your shadow in terms of making it go. The difference in the Rashi Seif is that if I'm making it a chanusha b'chatzer and people are going through the chatzer, So therefore, you can stop me from doing that because I'm using the chatzer, and therefore, I have a right to stop you. Again, if I make a keel in my house, what I do in my house, you have no right to stop me. You can't stop me from doing what I want to do in my house. And being that you can't stop me from doing something which is a basic necessity in my house, therefore, that's the chilek between the Reisha and the Seifa. So how do we paskin? The Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, that chamisha b'chatzer, you could be moicha, you say you can't sleep. But Mashenkein, if you if you have a chazaka, so then I could be meicha for the store, but not from the kolpat, not from making the kelim. But if you don't have a chazaka, according to the Sfaidim, you always can stop. Mashenkein the Ramah passes like Rivash, that whatever a person does in his house is going to be mutar. Therefore, halacha l'maisa. Somebody has a store which the entrance is not through the chazaka, what's going to be the halacha? According to the Mechaber, would be what? And if you don't have a chazaka, it would be awesome. It was like I could stop people opening up a store.
If you have a chazaka, the more store was that the more people coming.
I'm not going through you.
As far as more people coming,
is
it's because
of the noise? I hear that. So I'm saying, according to Ramah, the Ramah holds that Lemaisa, the Ramah holds that anything a person does in his house, he's allowed to do it. Therefore, he's not allowed to be Meicha. And therefore, the Ashkenazim or Mekel, that you're allowed to do it. Now, it comes on Roma. So it comes to, if you have a store not going through the Chatzah, but he makes a point important tonight. This is all regular in the Adam. This gets into a lot of the Shailas, Menegei, Shabbat Brachas, things like that. This is all in registration. If a person's a Chayla, and it's going to shtar him, then there you're able to be Meicha, because whole Sfar is regular Roma things. So, why should I lose versus you? But I'm saying the guy is a chayla and isness, and it's going to stem in a major way. So b'chayi gavna, it was never such a din, and therefore in that situation you would be able to go ahead and be moich. Comes along the chazanish. This is gets into shaylas get all the time. Get shaylas like people have kids and they're playing in the hallway, and it bothers people. Or you have a part. You guys all bachim or. You're married? Okay. You buy somebody's house, and the upstairs neighbor, they walk around, they're jumping, and this old lady, she wants to go to sleep, and then past 8 o'clock, when everyone's too quiet. Or, all those type of cases. Now, the question is, can you say that, they're like a chayla in the cold box? The pastor, the Rama says, I do what I want in my house. And the Rama, the person's a chayla, then the person can go ahead and stop him. So the question is, what about in all these scenarios? So Chazanish is a very important thing to say. Chazanish says that the out which the Ramah is saying, a chuli could go ahead and stop it, that's only in a situation where it's not the person's ikar dira. It's not the ikar person living his life. Is you want to go and make a store in your house. So he's saying, you have a right to do it, you can do it in your house, if you're not going through the people's chatzar. Nervous. If the person's a chuli, then we can stop him to do it. But something which is the integral part of a person living, over there, you're not able to stop the person from living in his house. And over there, b'chei gavna, you can't go ahead and stop it. So therefore, this is like a kal godo for all these shaylas. A person's, the kids are playing, and the woman. There's a person on my block who he sleeps Saturday afternoon with the window open, and wants all the kids to be quiet. That's what he wants. Like you know those bimbos, the kids like speed down, they speed down.
It's not
even his, number one. It's not even his.
No, he's in his house.
What?
It's not in their house. You're only allowed to make noise in your house. In your own house.
You're not making noise in your house. Okay, but it's not even a chutzner. It's a shishrab. I'm saying.
No, it's shishrab. You
can't say anything else. Shishrab. There's no right. What?
Did you make a more reason to be able to stop your life?
He has no chutzner shishrab. The one thing in my chutzner, I can stop even doing in my chutzner. Over here, but like somebody else. So this guy. Basically, any kid who goes down on a bimbi screams at them. And Rabbi hung up a sign recently that Shabbos afternoon, all the parents have to watch the kids, make sure they don't go outside, and there's no noise, and there's no anything, and whatever. But the kids are, the guy is totally off. And about the regular, you can try to be sensitive, but, the guy sleeps with the window open. Like, I meant, So the kids are basically, the cloud is basically that, well, if we are in this house, you can't stop him. Nervous. If the other person's a chayla and stirring him a lot, then you could. It was like the Chazanish. Whenever a person has Iker Dira and things which are regular normal usage. So Bechai Gam, you can't go ahead and stop it. The question you asked at the beginning a question about what? It's a one type of thing. Okay, so in terms of one type of thing. The question is like what type of thing? In other words, So Shabbos gets into two shiles. So like this. The Gemara says, you learn Babasa or are you learning? Okay. So the Gemara says that the Gemara is a steer. That the Gemara says in the Seifa that you can't complain from the Kol Tinokos. That the kids, you can't stop. The Gemara says, what's the Rishon Seifa? The Rishon says you could stop people coming in and noise of the kids, you can't. So the Gemara says that the Seifa is talking about Tinokos Shabbos Rabbah. There's a difference between regular noise, like from a story, which maybe in the Chotzer, we said maybe you could stop him. Private entrance, maybe not. But my shank. Wait, just one second. Before we go back to this. Halacha l'maisa, basically. If a person wants to make a store in his house, what's halacha? Wait, but if you go. If they're going through the Cheder Medrash, which most times they are, they have to go through the entrance of the building, you have a right to stop them. Even if they made a chazaka already, so. What? Right, he made a chazaka already. You're showing me that because it's Losh Hamishah. Chanusha b'chotza yochelichus b'yadei. Why doesn't it say like you shouldn't open up a store? You're showing me that even if you made a chazaka, there is no chazaka. Therefore, whenever somebody has a store in the house, whenever you want, you get to throw the guy out. Even one, even the whole bad bias is massive. One guy makes a macha, one person has a right to go out and be back. Now the Mishnah makes a chilek between kol tinoikis and people from the store. The Mishnah says what's the relation? Seifa. So the Mishnah says the chilek is that tinoikis shall be rabban his mutter after the kind of shiur megavla. Made a takana that Torah was in Israel. Used to be the father used to teach him Torah, then he went and made yeshivas. And being that he was sacking, he had that every year, every Medina, he had to have yeshivas. Therefore, part of takana Shimon Gamla is that if a person wants to make a yeshiva in a house, in a chatzar, you can't go ahead and be ma'akiv. So, therefore, that's what Gemara says. Therefore, it's like a paskin. If you want to open up a yeshiva in your house, no one can stop you. Part of the Tanas Yishu Magamla, and any yeshiva won't open up, it's not going to be a problem. So now there's a basis, it's Seisa Geshayla. The Gemara says that it's Mutter to Nekesh Abbas Rabban, why? Because it's Yishu Magamla. The Shayla is it Dafka Yeshiva, any Dvar Mitzvah? Is the Heter that any Dvar Mitzvah in your house allowed to do it? Or the Heter is Dafka by Yeshiva, because it's Zunda Takana that they made it, you have to have a yeshiva in every single city. Therefore, now there was a tzurich, therefore they were meikol. Kids is Mechalik Shishayinim, saying, okay, there's not so much in the sugya now, but Mechaber Paschim is, who I did the chol mili the mitzvah. Any Dvar Mitzvah I want to do in my house, you're not able to stop. Therefore, if a person wants to make a Dvar Mitzvah in his house, so... No. The Gemara says that what's the generation say? The Gemara says Tanikas Rav is a mutter. Umet Kanish Shem Gamla, is that saying that the chilek kind of was the kids a mutter, or Tinoikas Shabbos Rav is a mitzvah? Where's the mitzvah come from Yeshua Ben Gamla? That's the two ways to read the Gemara. Mechalik Shrash and Yishai. But come on, Mechalik Shrash, any of our mitzvah person wants to do in his house, therefore it's going to be okay. So because a person wants to open up Kail in his apartment, person wants to open up a yeshiva, it's going to be good. What's going to be with the shul? Can you open up a shul in a apartment building or not? So if it's just side by side, and yeah, there's no problem, you can do it. The question is, if you're underneath somebody, what's the shayla? On one hand, it's the Dvar Mitzvah, so Chayishim and Jumak. The shayla placing of a suffix is like this, that there's a very scary taz in Simchot and Aleph. It says that he had a shul under his house and he was quiver his children because of it. That is, so then you have sakana that if you have a shul under your house, being that the tefillahs go up, derech, straight up, and if you're living on top of it, it's a bizoyan, and therefore it's like a gefrelicha thing to have a shul underneath an apartment building, and therefore. You know, people don't like it so much. Therefore, the placing of a suffix, whether is it different than a regular bar mitzvah? Regular mitzvah, you're just going to leave out the noise. If you make the noise, fine. Traffic, you have no right to complain. The question is, when it's in Sakana, my boys in the Supik. I had a mice like this and my shul opened up. It's going back 6 years ago. So the person who basically opened up the shul, he found like a gun, which he's gonna rent out. So Kitzer, he found a gun basically in his building, he's gonna rent it out. So he rented a gun for a month. And then a week afterwards, like after we started renting, and he realized, like, oh my goodness, like he lives on top of it. Maybe he doesn't want to do this. Like maybe he doesn't want to open up the shul. So he sent a letter. He went into Rav Chaim. He sent a letter to Rav Chaim. Like, does he have a right to be ma'akev, or should he? You know, should he be ma'akev? And my Rav Chaim told him that he should be ma'akev.
Should.
Yeah. Told him he should be ma'akev. So I don't know if he said a chushim mishpat he could, or he said like. Right, I have a kapada, kiddo. And he opened the shul, so it's nothing really. He didn't open it up, right? He needs the gaba, he's, you know. So, nothing really, whatever. So.
There's no hat to, other than that, you go only the Aron Kodesh.
So, those are heterim. That was the question. Only if Dafka the Aron Kodesh, you've got a warrant keeping safer Torah over there, because just a gun.
So, what's wrong?
Still, that's a base knesses, that's the tas. Yeah, it's the tas. Kind of told me, should we mark it? Therefore. So I don't know if he's saying Medina Chosha Mishma or saying Medina, whatever. It's not nice to look at Dilo. And therefore, we got kicked out. And that was that. Yeah, Baruch Hashem worked out. So, you know, we found out.
There's two shuls in my
neighborhood
there in the basement.
What? There are a lot of shuls. There's also more common in Sri Rus. All right, there, whatever. Question is, the guy wants to be Makbid. Yeah. Whether he has the right to be Makbid, the place in Medina Chosha Mishma, place in Mesopic. Terms of whether you're Makbid. Let's say you want to have a gun in your house. Is that considered Dvar Mitzvah? Well, you might have a yeshiva in your house. What about a gun? Is that considered Dvar Mitzvah? Or that's considered not considered Dvar Mitzvah? So it depends. You know, if they're teaching them Shema Yisrael and they teach them some Torah and some basic Yiddishkeit and about telling Shema Yisrael and say what, doesn't say what age. If it's just like a 1-year-old or 2-year-old and gone, where they're not really holding anywhere, they're not just babysitting, then about you have right to stop them, and you would have a right to stop them. Let's say you want to have a teach parnasa. This teaches children to teach malam de omnes, the mar kedusha, right? So the question is that
parnasa itself is aser, and why would teaching parnasa be?
Why is parnasa aser?
Parnasa is parnasa. You have to move out.
They say. No, because Parnassa itself is... Okay. So some Sefer says that even... He says that... We see the Gemara says that Tinoikas Akam is Aser. The Gemara says that... Gemara is Kasha. Tinoikas is Mutter, and then the Gemara says Tinoikas is going to be Aser. Gemara says Tinoikas Akam is going to be Aser. Gemara is Goyim. So we should say a lot of Goyim who didn't Jews, if they're learning Parnassa, it's going to be Aser. What's the reason why? So Sefer says that... It says two svaras, which are very important svaras. He says, even if it's a mitzvah number one, it's not a super dick of mitzvah. It's like your personal mitzvah. You have to teach your kids parnasa. Nothing to do with me. So, you know, that's your issue. I don't have to do it. Second svar, he says, is that the only time we say mitzvah's mutter is only because if we're not matter the mitzvah, we're afraid the mitzvah's not going to get done. If we can't be shiva in the house, it's not going to get done. If we can't have the gan, it's not going to get done. The shul, it's not going to get done. Mashen kain, parnasa, you can teach your kid either way. Kid in the house, like, they have to make a living, you can figure it out, right? People are very savvy when it comes to parnasa. And they figure a way to work it out. If he says it's not sort of mitzvah where there's no shash, it's not going to happen, then in the Hanabi, it won't be a hatter. And therefore, you know, that's what he wants to say, it's not going to be a hatter. Fine, somebody wants to make a mikveh in his house, what's halacha? Mitzvah, it's going to be mutter. I'm going to open up a gemach. Chesed, it's not chesed, it's a business. You're getting paid. You're getting paid. Anything you're paid for, you can't call it. You know, we can't call it a business. You want to put seifrim there? Seifrim. You know, somebody wants to. A neighbor wants to have 4 seifrim in his miklat, in his machsan. Wants to have 4 seifrim. Some neighbor's like, no, we're not interested. How many people come in here? Well, Chavetz Mitzvah. Yeah, the Chavetz Mitzvah, being that's a, you know, it's it's a mitzvah. And
we're going to party.
Oh?
Party.
Oh, so in terms of one-time things, I'll go get it in my second. We can win another case and I finish that. I gotta go back to one-time things. There's doctor. Okay, so let's move on. Yeah, in terms of one-time thing, so let's go to Sarah Brachas. So Sarah Brachas, we say it on one end, we can say it's a mitzvah. We're doing a mitzvah, and we can't stop me from having more people, making noise, and that's some, it would be mutter. It's b'tnai also that it's somewhat of a normal hour, right? You can't have a Sarah Brachas 2 o'clock at night and say you're doing a mitzvah. Why? What would be the car for that? That'd be like chayla. We say somebody's a chayla, I can't handle it. So then in economy, there won't be a hatter. So chayla, if you make a shower box 2 o'clock at night, so everyone's a chayla copy that, right? Bothers everyone. Therefore, whatever. But you're making it at a somewhat reasonable hour. It's goodbye.
What about the things that are not necessary for the actual, let's say, music? You don't actually need it for the mitzvah.
There's a good way, Simchas from Kala is a good way thing. I'm saying, but it says on Shabbos, even when you can bring Simchas from Kala, you're a day. So, if it's in the normal realm of remnancy, so then it's okay to do it. Mashenkin, if you're after hours, then b'chay gavna, then it's going to be aser. In terms of opening up a medical clinic or having they have kibbutzim a lot in the Kippur Shabbos places and things, that's just sort of like this. The Gemara says on one hand, the Gemara says reifei is a problem. So the question is, why is Reifei a problem? L'chai Reifei should be considered a mitzvah. As being a doctor, L'chai is considered a mitzvah. L'chai therefore will be the problem of having a doctor. So the Tazans say the difference is that the only thing about a mitzvah is a mitzvah which you need people to come and they have to come here. But being a doctor is no mitzvah that come to you. You can go to them. So being a mitzvah that come to you, you can go to them. So it's not necessary to be in the house. The whole thing is, we need a mitzvah to happen. Well, over here, this doesn't happen. If you're a doctor, they don't have to come to your house. Right, so that's what they want to say. According to Taz, it's not a Zay, you're not going to say that, because number one, they have equipment. Number two, they work for Kvachalim. Kvachalim makes you whatever. Yeah, you have to have the computer, you have to can. They don't make house calls Kvachalim. So, therefore, Kipshuta, even Bizman Zay, according to the Taz. There's another story by Dr. Maybe the story said before, there's some Sefer. Some Sefer said that the whole word is the mitzvah is not going to be done. The mitzvah is going to be mevatel. The mitzvah is for sure going to be done. So maybe you don't have that. He says, by doctor, you'll sort of work it out. You'll work it out. The Chor will be telling him that. And the Maisa, it's hard to stop. I guess let's make a Sukkot movie. Because the reason we come out today is that the guy wants to make a store in his house and the people going through the entranceway, anyone's allowed to be moicha. Even if one person is meichel, you can stop it. Even if you have a muchsik and you have a kinin right already, and now you want to change your mind, you have a right to change your mind. This is something which a person can't be seivel. Shad is that a person can't be seivel it, and therefore you're able to change your mind. If you're not going through the chedei madrigot, you should have a private entrance. We said, according to the mechaber, we said Allah is. Like, you can always stop him, according to Ashkenaz, you can't stop him.
Unless unreasonable noise,
so then you have a heter of choyla, and therefore you have a heter to go out and stop him. Any mili the mitzvah, we said that, right. Now, a choyla can stop somebody, but not if a guy's not ikar teshim shidira. You can't have your neighbor's kids not play outside because you're old and sick. You can have your neighbor's kids not stop making noise. As long as it's a regular normal hour, then it's going to be okay. Mokim mitzvah, you have the right to stop him. We said yeshiva, koilal, mikvah, a gemach, so said okay. Shul, we said it's a ksat sarachin, a month of paiskin, dakas also, it's a shtukal vikuach. And whenever you're doing a one time thing, basically said, as long as you're in the realms of normalcy, the chazan said, then it's going to be okay. And second, if you're after this man, then it's not going to be okay.